This is KCUR 89.3. After playing Bob Cratchit in the Kansas City Repertory Theater's A Christmas Carol for the past 6 years, it seems actor Walter Coppedge was up for a change. This year, Coppedge was asked to take on new roles as the ghost of Marley and the generous Mr. Fezziwig. And like other characters he's played throughout his career, these offer unique challenges. In this report for KCUR, Steve Walker talked to Coppedge about trends in contemporary theater and the casting switch at the Rep.
After 6 seasons playing Bob Cratchit in A Christmas Carol, you are returning this year in 2 different roles,
yes,
which I want to talk about. Did you enjoy playing that, and did you find different pieces of that character over those 6 years?
You know, he's, as somebody put it, they called him the heart of Christmas Carol. And I think even during this time of oppression by Scrooge, you know, the upper class pounding down hard on the middle class, that they were able to still find hope and joy in their Christmas together. And certainly it's a character that I could relate to. I mean, I'm a father. I've also am a father of a child who became sick. And so I understand that fear. You know, my son is fine, but I certainly understand that the fear that Bob has and for Tiny Tim. It's a little bittersweet to move on, but as it is with all of these roles, these characters don't belong to us. We just inhabit them for a short while and then move on. And I'm very, very excited about playing Marley and Fezziwig.
Speaking of them, mm-hmm. they're characters who are polar opposites,
yes,
in Dickens' story. Can you describe who they are?
Yeah, I mean, I think people are very familiar with Jacob Marley, or Marley's ghost, as he's referred to. You know, he is the former partner of Ebenezer Scrooge. In some ways, Marley laid that template for Scrooge of the heartless, unfeeling, uncaring, you know, money trumps all. That relationship that they had before is why Marley has come back.
And Marley has one scene, mm-hmm. thus allowing you to play someone else.
Right.
Who is Mr. Fezziwig.
Yes.
Tell us about him.
Oh, Mr. Fezziwig, as you said, he's kind of the polar opposite. He is, as Scrooge puts him, the best master a young lad could ever have. So he's the finest boss, you know, and I think we've all had that in our lives. Hopefully, we've all had that in our lives. Someone who's been a mentor. And he probably was not as successful a businessman as Scrooge. But that was not where he counted his accolades and his success. As he puts it, no gold as dear as friends, no treasure as rich as laughter. That's, I think, his motto.
For a couple decades now, there's been a lot of discussion about casting the best actor for any given part, regardless mm-hmm. of his or her ethnicity. It's been called colorblind casting. Mm-hmm. It's been called color neutral casting. Mm-hmm. What is your take on it now, having heard these discussions for all these many years?
The first time I ever encountered a situation like that, where the role was not necessarily written specifically for a white actor, but because of the rest of the casting and had traditionally been done by a white actor, and it was a relatively new play, but no black actor had ever played Uncle Peck. Cynthia Levin, God bless her, did this amazing thing, which she said to me later. She said, I just wanted who I thought was the best actor for this particular role, and you seem to fit this role. So I think, you know, I think if it's done as a stunt, you know, we just want to do this to shock people or to make them, you know, really to pull them out of themselves for a second, I think you're doing a disservice to the play.
You played Martin Luther King in The Mountaintop at the Unicorn, and there was news about a production at Kent State with a white actor playing Martin Luther King. The play's author, Katori Hall, was not happy. Having played that role, what did you think when you heard that?
Like many others, you know, started with a, what? Wait, what? And from there, I thought, well, let me read the article that's about this production. And then I read Katori Hall's response, which I thought was spot on. I think anytime you're trying to do a semi-historically accurate play, I mean, you have some obligations, I guess, to those historical characters. Katori said, this is a director's self-serving directorial experiment in front of a paying audience. If it's important to the playwright to write the story about a specific racial group in a specific time, then so be it.
Did you ever have the unfortunate experience of hearing feedback from any Christmas Carol audiences about Bob Cratchit being African-American?
I did. I heard a little bit, but the overwhelming response has been positive. to this day, I still have people stop me in the store or on the street and go, excuse me, are you Bob Cratchit? You know, which is one of the most wonderful things. The handful of negativity that was out there does not compare to the overall experience. And the majority of audiences just accepted me based on my performance.
That's Walter Coppedge talking to KCUR's Steve Walker as part of the Actors Off Script series. Kansas City Rep's production of A Christmas Carol runs through December 24th at the Spencer Theater on the UMKC campus.